workout today is touch and go. We have climb the ladder in 15 minutes, one wall walk, one power clean, one front squat. And you add one rep to each after every round. Recommended weight today is 50 or 35 with an RX plus of 60, 42 and a half. So just to be really clear on this, we do a wall walk, a clean and a squat. And then we do two wall walks, two cleans, two squats, 3-3-3, so and so on for 15 minutes.
Exactly, yep.
I know you love these questions, so I love asking them. How high do you think people can, how far do you think they can get on the ladder here?
I think
12s.
I think some people might get 13s, 14s. Big numbers, eh?
You have to move really quick early on here for that type of score, don't you?
Really quick.
And when do you think it's going to get hard? Like for you as an athlete, where would it really kick in?
I think on the fives.
I was going to say sixes, yeah. Because you've suddenly done 15 reps on the wall walks, which is just about that number that bites everybody, doesn't it? And then after there, it's like, once you've done the sixes, you've done 21. You go to seven, you're almost at 30. Like, it's so many wall walks all of a sudden, isn't it?
But I think it's more, it's that factor for sure. But the bigger factor here is, look at the name of the workout.
Touch and go.
I think that's the key to this.
And is that how we're approaching the whole thing today? So the wall walks, we're trying to move in a touch and go off the wall, touch and go off the floor, touch and go off the wall, touch and go off the floor.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, and touch and go with the barbell.
Oh.
Like, this is a model for doing singles, and then your front squat's unbroken. Yeah. Singles, front squat's unbroken. Because that is what makes sense if you're trying to win the workout.
If you're trying to win the workout, yeah.
Yeah, totally. So what we're saying is we've named the workout the opposite to that so that you get the stimulus. Like if you think about if going five unbroken wall walks mm-hmm. and then five touch and go cleans, that's where I think in my head is like the fours, a lot of people can handle the fours. I think five, six, seven, that's where it starts getting really hard. Yeah. You don't have to be unbroken, but that's the mentality we have to try and go in with. Myself and Amy put this one together and Amy was really clear in her head with the vision for it. She really wanted this not to turn into a single slog. So we're recommending if you don't have six unbroken wall walks inside a minute, go to inchworms. Like that's where the stimulus will be. You're going to get a very similar sort of physical stimulus, but you'll be able to keep yourself moving. And don't let the allure of the sexier movement, like oh, I really want to do those today. You want to have a version of it that you can keep moving. It could even be, I'm going to start each round with two fast wall walks and then finish and then with inchworms. But don't get stuck somewhere on this one.
Yeah.
Same with the weight on the barbell clean. It's a, like you saw it, you were like, that's light. Like,
yeah.
Because we want to be able to do 12, 13 unbroken later on, touch and go rather than
that totally changes
singles.
Why? What do we get from that we don't get by just going singles and taking our time and be a bit more strategic with it?
You think about 24.2, it's a 20-minute AMRAP, and every time we stop, it's like you get a little escape, a little hatch. You step out of the workout. You get to the barbell, you just look around, you've just stepped out of the workout for a minute. Okay, get to step out, get some fresh air, now I'll step back into it.
Yeah.
And that's where we lose all our time. And I think if we can stay in the workout, don't escape it, that's where the PR is. And the touch and go, unbroken, nonstop is the staying in it. Yeah. The singles is like, I'm going to step in, I'm going to step right back out and stay outside for longer than a minute. So it's staying under pressure,
Funny, in that workout, I broke up, I think I got 8 rounds it was, and I broke up round 6 and 7 of my deadlifts for no reason.
Yeah. And,
but that's the reason. It was just like a and then step back into it again. And whenever I did it the second time in the 7th round, I literally went to myself, what are you doing?
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
Why are you breaking up 10 deadlifts at 80 kilos when you've almost deadlifted 3 times this before?
And this our brain wants us to escape nonsense. All the time.
Yeah. So round 8 again, I was like, I'm not letting this fucker go this time.
Yeah.
And there was just never a need to actually let it go.
Exactly. And I remember coaching a couple of people on repeats, and most of the encouragement happened around those transitions where they would get off the rower and then just down on the hunkers before the barbell, or snag the rope and then look around. It's like, no, you got to stay in it. That's where the PR is here. So the training for it, we got to train ourselves to stay in the thing much more than we want to.